Welcome to Make a Difference, a podcast about reflection and self-improvement. Each month, the podcast will choose a series of quotes centered around a topic for reflection and then thoughts for discussion and implementation. We all get stuck sometimes, and these shows are designed to show us a way to get unstuck. These shows are published Monday through Friday. Join us daily to make a difference on how you view your personal outlook and hopefully improve it. We will kick off the show with your host, Mark Quinn, after this short break.
Welcome back to Make a Difference. Today's quote by Rick Warren states, "We are the products of our past, but we don't have to be prisoners of it." This statement speaks to the power of choice and self-awareness in shaping our lives. We have discussed in past shows that our past experiences, whether positive or negative, influence who we are today. They shape our beliefs, habits, and perspectives. But here's the thing. We don't have to let our past dictate our future. We have the power to break free from its constraints and chart a new course for ourselves if we're mindful and aware of things. If this is a new concept for you, let's examine how we can often find ourselves trapped by our past. One reason is that we tend to operate on autopilot, repeating patterns and behaviors that are familiar to us. Think about it, however. People don't like change, and they look to find a path inside their comfort zone where situations feel safe. That works well until that workflow doesn't produce the benefits that you're looking for. Our quote states that we don't have to be prisoners of our past choices. It's true that they impact our current position, but they do not seal our fate. By cultivating mindfulness, we can become more sensitive to the choices we make in each moment. Mindfulness is about being fully present and aware of our thoughts, feelings, and actions without judgment. It allows us to pause, reflect, examine, and consciously choose how we want to respond to life's challenges, based upon the here and now, not defined by our learned behaviors that we execute on autopilot. So how can we integrate mindfulness into our daily lives to stay aligned with our goals? One strategy is to start the day with intention. Taking a moment in the morning to reflect on your values and what you really want to accomplish. Set clear intentions on how you want to show up in the world that day. Throughout the day, practice checking in with yourself. Ask yourself if your actions are in alignment with your intentions. Are you making the choices that serve your long-term goals, or are you being swayed by old habits and external pressures? Another helpful practice is to incorporate mindfulness exercises into your routine. This could be as simple as taking a few deep breaths and doing a quick body scan to center yourself in the present moment. These practices can help you stay focused, grounded, and intentional through the day. If you're looking for an existing primer to help you with a mindfulness exercise, I've got one for you that I created for myself when I was starting the practice, and it gave me the ability to review and focus at a moment's notice. I kept it on my iPad where I could get to it quickly. And I'll give that to you as a starting point where you can modify it if you'd like, and you'll have a link to that in the show notes. You may also choose to listen to the show dated March 20th, 2020, titled "Approaching Mindfulness and Stilling the Mind." I broke down this same presentation of my mindfulness exercise to give people an insight to how I was doing it. And I'll have a link for that in the show notes where you can find it quickly. Finally, how can we ensure that we don't become a prisoner of our choices that we regret? Self-compassion is the key. Instead of beating ourselves up over past mistakes, we can choose to learn from them and grow. By cultivating self-awareness and forgiveness, we can break free from the shackles of regret and move forward with clarity and purpose. Remember, we may be products of our past, but we do have the power to shape our future. Every choice we make is an opportunity to create the life we truly desire. So let's choose wisely, stay mindful, and make a difference in our own lives as well as the world around us. That's what I'm thinking about today. I would love to hear how this show is impacting your day. And I invite you to leave your thoughts in our SpeakPipe system or by email. I have links in the show notes for you to find that information. Consider sharing this with other people that you think might be interested or benefit from this show. And I'll see you in our next episode.
If you like what you're hearing on the show, make the choice to subscribe today. The show is gaining listeners all over the world, and we're grateful for your support. If you have any thoughts or comments about the show, reach out to us at makeadifferencenow2020@gmail.com. We look forward to seeing you on our next episode.